Today's Shir Mishav Riyami is being learned live from Yishalayim Hills of Mevaseret. And we're up to Siman Tuf Resh Yud Gimel, I believe. And we are Tuf Resh Yud Gimel. And we are up to Sif. Hey. Haholech LeBeis HaMedrash. Haholech LeBeis HaMedrash. A guy who's going to the Beis Medrash. Or he's going lahakbil pnei aviv o rabo, or he's going to greet his father or rebbe o misha gadol b'menem b'chachma, or just stam someone who's a bigger chacham than him. O l'tzorchei mitzvah, he's on a mitzvah. In other words, all these things are just not stam going. They're not rishus. They're some type of mitzvah. Yachol avor b'mayim ad savaro. You can go in water. Again, Yom Kippur. It's not just like on Shabbos going in water, you know, it's his own Indian. Here is an isser of bathing in water. But here you can go up until your neck in the water, bein bahalicha, whether going there, bein bahazar, or coming back from these treks. Uvavad shel yotzi yadav mitachas svas chaluko. Lagbia shule chaluko al zro. As long as you do not go ahead and take your hands out from the bottom of your cloak, whatever your garment that you're wearing, to pick up the bottom of your garment and put it on your arms. Okay, what's the vart in this? So we'll see very soon. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat Yud Beis, lahakbil pnei aviv o rabo. Says the dafka kishein lo derech acheres lagi asham lemchos chepso. Says this is specifically where you have no other way to get there, because you can't just stop go into the water to go greet them. There's no other route to take. Ayin lekamam b'sof sifches with Mishnah Berurah. Says we'll see coming up at the end of sifches what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about it, because it's not going to be so simple. As we'll see, Sifkat Yud Gimel, Misha Gadol Bimenu, Aval B'Shavin Aser. No, if you just stop going to see a friend or someone who's equal to you, then there'll be no heter to go in the water. Sifkatan Yud Dalid, Yochol Lavor B'Mayim. You can go in the water up until your neck. Eino Choshesh. And this is what he says. You don't have to be concerned about the Isser Rechitza B'Yom HaKippurim. You don't have to worry about Rechitza, which is one of the, right? This is the Isser that we're talking about in this Siman. On Yom Kippur, kevan duhu l'dvar mitzvah. Since this is l'dvar mitzvah, ve'enon mechaven klal lahanos rechitza. And you're not having any kavana for benefiting from the rechitza, from the bathing. You're just trying to get to whatever you're trying to get to. So it's not, once the focus is dvar mitzvah, it's not tanug, it's not hana of the bathing. So then it's okay. Not only going there, but also b'chazara. Why? Why is it mutter to go back? If you're going back, that's not for the mitzvah. It says dimlo kain atamachshil lasid lavo. Because if not, if there was no heter to go back, then it's going to mess things up for the future. Why? Shelo yirtzeh shuv leleich. Because then a person is not going to want in the future. He's not going to want to go because he can't go back. So therefore, they were matir going and coming back. Okay. So now, what's the pshat? Okay, that as long as you're not yotzi yada mitachas fas chaluko, like bi yashule chaluko al zroo. So he says dal yedei zeh eino nira ki malbush ella ki noisai al ksefo. So we have a couple of things here. Okay, he said number one is he has to it says uvavachal yotzi yada mitachas fas chaluko. Normally, when people go through the water, what do? They lift their, whatever they're wearing up, okay? They used to wear these, togas? They used to wear these cloaks, right? So they lift it up, so they wouldn't get wet. So he's basically saying, you can't go ahead and do that, okay? So what's the pshat? So he's saying, number one is, you're not allowed to go ahead and do that, okay? Number one is there should be some type of shinui that's different. But also, if you lift it up and put it on your, I'll say, on your arms, then it's not going to be like a malbush, like you're wearing it, but you're going to be carrying it. V'amar mar, hayotze b'talas b'kupelas b'shabas, chayiv chatas. If you go with a talus on your wat, folded up on you, you're going to be chayiv chatas. So there's two. So there's two things. Number one is you have to keep your wat. You have to keep your hands down, like, you know, in their chaluk, so that there's some type of you know, siman that this is not the, you know, regular walking through. And number two is you're going and not putting it up on you and carrying it above you, because that's not only an issue of wat. That's not an issue of Yom Kippur. That's a general issue of Shabbos that you're going to be carrying. You know, so you're allowed to wear clothes. Why are you allowed to wear clothes? You're carrying your clothes. How can you wear clothes outside if there's no Erev, or if you're in an area that's a Rishus HaRabim? How can you do it? Because wearing clothes is not considered carrying. That's your malbush. But once it's no longer a malbush, then you're going to be carrying, which is usher, okay? So then he goes on and he says, V'hu shalo, back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'hu shalo yeh hamayim rotfim. And this is assuming the water is not, okay, chasing and really, you know, serious and rapid. Dimkein af b'chol usher m'mnei asakan. Because if it is, if you're in like some type of river with rapids, so then even during the week, it would be usher to go walk through there because of sakana. Afilum einam magim ela ad masnayim. Even if it's just going up to your, you know, to your hips. Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Ad masnayim lav davka ela ma'at l'mal meyem. Lav davka up until, you know, the hips, but even a little more than that. Okay, let's move weiter. Vav hadish shari lavor begufo b'mayim. The fact that they allow you to go begufo b'mayim, you can go with your body into the water l'dvar mitzvah, for dvar mitzvah. Davka lavor begufo b'mayim atzman. Avalavor b'sfina ktana yesha oser. The fact that you can go with your body into the water and walk through the water for dvar mitzvah on Yom Kippur, it's only if you're going with through walking through with your body. But to go on a boat, okay, even a small boat, yesh misha oser, are those that aser it. So sifkat yud ches avalavor. So he says here, you're not allowed to go across on a boat. It's just rechitza when you're going with your body. If it's only the issur of Yom Kippur of rechitza, that they were matir, that they allow. Aval asut, swimming. Now the boat, riding on a boat is similar to swimming, in the same zera, and it's asur b'chol shabbos hashana lo v'tiru. It was an issur that they made for swimming and going on a boat, where because there's a concern that you might make like a lifeboat or a raft, you might, it's a zera, you'll make one. And therefore they assert it. But that's a general issur that they have for all of Shabbos. And also, rechitza is different because you were able to do it through a shini, through, you know, doing something different. The fact that he would not take put his hands out from under his cloak when he would be going through. It's like a keir, some type of heker, so that you know this is not something that could be done ordinarily on Yom Kippur. But unlike swimming or running a boat, you can't go ahead and make a heker. And it's a that maybe it's based on gzera that the person's going to possibly make a life raft to go ahead and utilize to swim on and to go, you know. And even if the akum that is, let's say, driving the boat, even if he's not osa malacha b'zeh b'avu Yisrael, even if he's not riding the boat and doing this malacha for the Jew, gamkein ein lahakam, there's no kula of going and riding on a boat or swimming. Sifkat mites b'sfina katana, so it's also to go on a boat across. V'chol shekein l'shut mamish, for sure, swimming mamish is going to be usher. Sif zayin harav asa lavu b'mayim k'day leilech etzel tamido. A rav cannot go across the water to his Talmud, only a Talmud to a Rav. Sifkatan Chaf, a Rav Asur, Ayin Le'el Simin Shin Aleph, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Mir Aleph, check out what's written over there. Sif Ches, Ha'olech L'Shmor Perosav, the guy's going to guard his produce. He could do that on Yom Kippur because it's a, you know, for a loss, he's going to be guarding it, he's not going to be doing any type of malacha. Mutal Avur B'mayim Ba'alicha, he's allowed to also go through the water and the heter, also the mechitza part, we can walk through it. Avalo b'chazara, you can go there and walk through to get to protect his produce, but he can't come back. There's no heter of coming back because there's no concern that he won't do it in the future because he's going to go. A person's always going to go to protect his produce. Sipkan chav aleph. You have to go there because of the financial loss involved. Again, this is not to go to make a profit, to do business, anything like that. Chas v'shalom on Yom Kippur. It's just, you know, to make sure that no marauders or listim come and jack all his produce. Continuing on in the Sivches, comes a Ramah that was mentioned earlier in the Mishnah Berurah, that the Mishnah Berurah is going to say here that we don't follow this Ramah. V'chol makom d'mutu labor b'mayim. Anytime you have a heter to go through water, even if there's a way to go around it on dry land, you're allowed to go through, because it's better that you can be able to go straight through and save time and minimize your travels. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and he says, not so fast. The Achronim, however, they agree that it's better to go around and not to go through the water. It's also to cool off in cool, liquidy mud. If it's enough to go ahead and wet you, and that you'll be able to wet something else. That's the shear of rechitza. The shear of rechitza, of liquid going on your body for rechitza, is that when it goes on your body, it's enough that you'll be able to wet something else. So the same thing would be with liquidy mud. Also, let's start in the kelim. Also, you're not allowed to cool yourself off with a kli, with a glass, let's say, that has water in it, even if it's not full to the top. Whether you're dealing with a cup that's made out of, or a cup or a bowl made out of pottery, or whether it's made out of metal, if they're empty, and they're just cool, because they once had maybe cold stuff in there, mutter, that's permitted. If you cool yourself off with fruit, or a child, a baby, that's cool, you put it against your body, that would be okay. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan chav gimel. It's tit that is lach, that is liquidy. So he says, lav dafka biyadayim, lav dafka going and putting your hands in it, being aser elafiul leisha, even sitting in it. Tam came and sheyesh bo tofeach amanas lafia, since it's liquidy enough to go ahead and make you wet, that you could go ahead now and make other things wet. Over alachuchid umisaneg. Okay, the liquid passes through and it gives you pleasure, l'hachi aser, therefore it's going to be aser. You'll be getting some type of tanug from it. He says, check out the Gemara. Sipkat n'chavdalat hein chaserim, even if there's liquid in it. Since it's v'chol shekei malayim. So for sure, if let's say these cups, or whatever they are totally filled with liquid to the top. But even if they're not fully filled, this is a gzeira, a concern that maybe the water will come out of the cup and onto him. But as the Shulchan Aruch had said, if it's totally empty and cool, it would be okay. Let's look at the Ramah. The Aser L'Shroys Mapa, it's Aser to go ahead and to soak a cloth or a towel from before, B'Od Yom, L'Sos Kim and Kalim, the Guvim, L'Tzdanim Ba B'Yom Kippur. And you can, you know, squeeze it out, and it should be like some type of Kli or Beged that's already dried up, but still cool. Right? You know, like when you have, let's say, you wring out some type of cold rag, and there's no real liquid coming out, but if you go blow it, it could still give you coolness. You're not going to go ahead and do that on Erev Yom Tif, Erev Yom Kippur, to prepare, to wring it out, and then have this cloth on Yom Kippur, because it's a concern, the Chashin and Shemaloti Gun of Yafeh. It's a concern you're not going to go ahead and wring it out properly, and on Yom Kippur, Yavoli Dei Shechita, you'll come to Shechita. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Chav Hei, Yavoli Dei Shechita, Aval Mutl Kaneach Yadav Aragla of Erev Yom Kippur. You are allowed to, however, let's say, wipe your feet and hands on Erev Yom Kippur b'mapa, let's say you're wiping it because it was wet. So you can wipe your body with some type of towel and then use that towel on Yom Kippur to pass it through your eyes. It'll be a little bit moist from when you went ahead on Erev Yom Kippur and you wipe yourself. You wipe your hands with it the day before. Here you're not concerned with schita. So let's say you go ahead and you wipe your hands that are wet with a towel, then you could use that towel the next day because you're not concerned that that's going to be significant liquid that will be in there that you're going to, any chash that you're going to come to squeeze it out. Sif yud, kala, kol shloshim yom muteres l'choitz paneha. A kala, all 30 days, is permitted for her to go ahead and wash her face even on Yom Kippur. sifkat nechavav kol shoshim yom achar nisua, after her marriage, after the wedding, kadei shelo tisgane al bala, in order to not be repulsive to her husband. Kasav achay adam nirish shezeh haya bizmaneim. It appears that this was in their days. Shelo yom beskidesas kol yom, they weren't in shul all day. But nowadays, when you don't see the kala all day, even the kala 30 days, lo shamati shenogim b'zeh heter. He hasn't heard that anyone utilizes this heter of a kala during the first 30 days, going ahead and washing her face. Sif yud aleph misharoa keri b'zman hazeh b'yom kippurim. Someone who sees keri, an emission, a keri emission nowadays in Yom Kippur, im lachu, if it is liquid, mekanto b'mapo v'dio, you can wipe it with a towel or something, or some type of rag or cloth, and that's enough. If im yaveshu o shnes lachlech, rocheitz b'komo samuluchachim bo levad v'spala. But if it's dried out, or it made you a little dirty somewhere, you can go ahead and wash those places off, specifically those places that have the keri, that have the semen, umispala nikadadim. Also l'choitz gufo o litbol, and it's also to go ahead and wash your body, O litbol, or to go ahead and tovel afal pisha b'shayim osashana who ragil litvol the tefillin. But it's going to be usher to go ahead and because of the carry to wash your whole body or to do tevila, even though during the rest of the year he'll go ahead and be tovel for tevila for carry. Let's say he's makbid to tovel all year long for carry. He's not allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. Let's just finish up and then we'll do all the Mishnah Berurah together. Yud Beis, b'zman hazeh asur l'isha l'tovel b'yom kippur, mafilu higi zman tfilasah bo b'yom. Nowadays, it's asur for a woman to go to the mikveh to be tovel on Yom Kippur, even at the time of her tefillah, meaning it's the night that she's supposed to go be tovel for her husband, even if that came out bo b'yom on Yom Kippur itself. Obviously, there's no heter because tashmish is asura. As we'll see, look at the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan chav zayin, oshin is lachlech. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Wrote to Lomar Shmeslachik b'zeh b'sara v'kam v'komos." He got dirty from the keri in a number of places. So then he's allowed to go ahead and wash those areas. Sipkan chavches roches v'komos. Hayesh roches b'sara b'yad lo beged. Meaning he can wash those areas over his hand, not with a beged. He can't wash the areas over the beged because that will be squeezing out. You'll be squeezing out chas v'shalom. It might come to squeeze out the beged. So you can't use a cloth to wash it off. You should wash it off with your hands. Again, this is where the keri gets you. Dirty, filthy. Sifkan chavtes v'asur l'chotz gufo. It's also to go ahead and bathe your whole body if you got keri in different spots. Hainu b'shar makomos. You're not allowed to go ahead and clean the other areas. L'chein asur l'shpocha l'tisha kabin mayim. You can't go ahead and pour upon yourself tisha kabin mayim, which is like the equivalent, which is another option for someone who saw keri, someone who emitted keri, someone who emitted semen. Decided to go into the mikvah. An alternate option is tisha kabin of mayim, pouring 9 kab of water on you. Afilu mishanoi kach b'shari mos hashana. Even if that's what people do the rest of the year, instead of going to the mikvah, they do tisha kabin. Some hold the tisha kabin. You can even use like a shower. That would not be allowed on Yom Kippur. The basic idea is, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Lavet, afal pisha b'shari mos hashana. Even though during the rest of the year you'll go to the mikvah for keri, not allowed. Since nowadays it's only a minhag people have, but it's not migar adin that you have to go to the mikvah for emission of semen, seeing keri or emitting keri. Lo l'divrei Torah v'lo l'tefila. It's not midina. You can be a bal keri and still learn Torah and you can still daven kedil el the semen peches. Ve'ein l'hatir mishum zeh isur chitz. And therefore, for this minhag, there's no even either you do it all year long and it's a minhag that connects up to the old Takada of Ezra. It's not something that Matya that permits the Iser of Rechitza. Yud Beis, b'zman hazeh, asa l'isha l'tvol b'yom ha-kippur, mafilu higi hazman tfilasa bo b'yom. Nowadays, it's also for a woman to go and do tefillah on Yom Kippur, and she has to go to the mikvah after her Zayin Nekiyim. Afilu higi hazman tfilasa bo b'yom. Even if her Zayin Nekiyim is finished, she is now clean, and this is her night to go to the mikvah, Meikar Adin, so that would be her night, then her mitzvah to go to the mikvah, assuming it wasn't Yom Kippur. But on Yom Kippur, it's also with Tashmish Amita anyway. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat Yud Beis, Bo Bayom, Bafilu Shalol Hashem Tashmish. And even if you're going not to have Tashmish, the Zeb Lavachi Aser, because that's going to be Aser, right? Ela Kadei Shadei Torah Gavkein Aser, just to be Tahar, and not for Tashmish purposes, is Aser. V'isha Shalom Veshes Levanim Yom Kippur, and a woman who is wearing white garments on Yom HaKippurim and Yom Kippur, meaning undergarments, because she's in her 7 clean days. A woman has to keep 7 clean days in order to go to the mikvah after she becomes a nida. So even if she's in her 7 clean days wearing the white undergarments and white clothes, muteres lechotz ma'at bein yachaseh. So during Hazayin Nikiyim, she's allowed to go ahead and wash between her thighs, below kichotz bebeged ki in biyad, she should not go ahead and wash with a beged, only with her hand. She lo tavo de schita, so it doesn't come to schita if you use a cloth to wash. Just notice that we skipped the end of the Ramah in Sif Tes. The Ramah says, Achola rocheitz kedarcho afal pish te'eno misukan. So Achola, even if he's not Achola, she yesh bo sakana, once he's in the parsha of Achola, known as Achola she'ein bo sakana, not someone stam who has a slight headache, Chashverosho, he's talking about a real chola she'en bo sakana. He's a real chola, so he, even though he's not a chola she'yesh bo sakana, he would be allowed to wash if he reaches the status of a chola.